Before we begin this month's episode, I wanted to share with you about my voice class, The Embodied Voice, that I will be teaching every Tuesday for the month of March online. This class is a trauma-informed breath class that uses breath and voice work as a form of emotional trauma release, treating the voice as a form of resonant breathing, inspired by practices such as TRE, EMDR, Feldenkrais, Alexander Technique, and Qigong, all body practices that I was using during COVID as I worked through personal trauma. This class aims to look at the somatic experience of breathing and using the voice and how that can be used to help us release trapped trauma and emotions from the body. And it is very much a culmination of my journey with the voice to date, beginning as a singer and a singing teacher, training as a performer, and then developing this class during COVID as I learned more and more about the nature of how trauma and emotions sit in the body. This class also incorporates EFT tapping to help us regulate and feel safe during the class if any uncomfortable emotions come up. The classes pay what you can every Tuesday for the month of March. If you're interested, find more information in the show notes. Welcome to the Poetry Podcast, and welcome to this special series of love letters. This month's episode is a love letter from Gustave Flaubert to Louise Colette. The sky is clear. The moon is shining. I hear sailors singing as they raise anchor, preparing to leave with the oncoming tide. No clouds, no wind. The river is white under the moon, black in shadows. Moths are playing around my candles, and the scent of the night comes to me through my open windows. And you? Are you asleep? Or at your window? Are you thinking of the one who thinks of you? Are you dreaming? What is the color of your dream? Yes, I will come back, and soon, for I think of you always. I keep dreaming of your face, of your shoulders, your white neck, your smile, of your voice that is like a love cry, at once impassioned, violent, and sweet. I told you, I think, that was above all your voice that I loved. I chose this poem because I also love the sound of the human voice. I love using my voice. I love hearing people's voices. I cry whenever I hear a vocal harmony. And I like this poem because I think it encapsulates how, when we love a person, that is something that's really beautiful about love, is we see them as a whole, but some of our favorite things are the tiny up-close details. This month's episode is brought to you by Imposter Productions, with performance by Jessica Muna, support by researcher and assistant producer Sharon Sybil Gatt, music by Elephant. Information about how to access this episode's music is available in the description of this episode.